AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Qunity's 12% week reaches the high watermark, but the rally still needs stronger volume proof. Qunity Electronics closed just 1.4% below its 52-week high after a sharp weekly gain, with the trend signal active and activity pressure positive. Participation improved, though not enough to remove questions around near-high exhaustion and research brief. Qunity Electronics ended the week of 19 June at 169.0, up 12.2%, leaving the stock at 97.5% of its 52-week range and only 1.4% below the 171.4 high. The weekly trend signal remains active for a fourth week. Activity pressure is positive at 1.65, and the expectancy model reads positive at 66.90%. The caveat is confirmation. Volume rose to 10.9 million shares, 1.3 times the 13-week average, but roughly in line with the 52-week base, while ShareMaestro's relative strength state is not positive, despite a strong one-week sector ranking. Key points. First, Qunity gained 12.2% for the week and 51.3% over 12 weeks, closing at 169.0 and within 1.4% of its 52-week high. Second, price sits 44.5% above the weekly trend line at 116.9 and 48.4% above ShareMaestro fair value at $113.90, signaling strong demand but also a wider valuation gap. Third, the trend signal is active with a four-week streak, while activity pressure is positive at 1.65 and the expectancy model stands at 66.90%. Fourth, volume reached 10.9 million shares, equal to 1.3x the 13-week average, but only 1.0x the 52-week average, leaving participation supportive rather than emphatic. Fifth, the Semiconductor Equipment and Materials Group remains strong, with 88.9% trend breadth and 85.2% positive RS breadth, though Qunity trails the industry's 17.0% 4-week and 77.3% 12-week average returns. Near-high close improves the tape, with valuation distance widening. Qunity Electronics produced one of the cleaner weekly moves in U.S. semiconductor equipment and materials, rising 12.2% to $169.0 in the week ended 19 June. The close leaves the stock at 97.5% of its 52-week range, just 1.4% under the 171.4 high, after a 51.3% 12-week advance and a 112.3% 26-week move. The ShareMaestro read is constructive, but not without tension. The trend signal is active for a fourth week, and price is 44.5% above the weekly trend line at 116.90. It is also 48.4% above ShareMaestro fair value at 113.90, which confirms premium demand, but raises the risk that any loss of momentum could meet a less forgiving reset from an elevated base. Sector and industry context support the move, but peers are still setting a faster pace. Technology had a positive week, averaging a 1.1% gain, with 69.0% of the sector showing active trend signals and 86.0% showing positive market dynamics. Qunity's 12.2% weekly return ranked 60th among 733 U.S. technology stocks, placing it in the 91.9th percentile for the week, a clear short-term outperformance signal. The industry comparison is more mixed. Semiconductor equipment and materials averaged a 5.1% weekly gain, so Qunity beat the group on the week and ranked 5th among 27 names. Over 4 and 12 weeks, however, Qunity's 7.7% and 51.3% returns trail the industry averages of 17.0% and 77.3%. Group breadth is strong, with 88.9% trend breadth and 85.2% positive RS breadth. But Qunity's own relative strength state is not positive, leaving it short of the peer confirmation seen in names such as ACMR, KOHU, UCTT, and AMAT. Activity pressure is positive, while volume confirmation stays measured. Market dynamics remain supportive. Activity pressure stands at 1.65, the expectancy model is positive at 66.90%, and the stock retains a balanced ShareMaestro setup score of 62. The signal picture is therefore constructive at the regime level, but it is not a fresh trigger. The weekly trend is active, pressure is positive, and volume is only moderately above its recent baseline. participation improved to 10.9 million shares from 7.8 million the prior week, equal to 1.3 times the 13-week average of 8.6 million. Against the 52-week average of 11.1 million, however, the latest volume is only 1.0 times. That makes the rally credible, but not yet forceful. A move above roughly 1.5 times the 13-week average would provide cleaner evidence that institutions are adding to the near-high breakout attempt. Risk is no longer about trend failure, it is about exhaustion near the high. The main risk evidence is the combination of proximity to the high, a large premium to fair value, and five recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. Weekly volatility has eased to 5.4% from a 52-week base of 6.4%, which helps the quality of the advance, but the elevated range position means the next pullback could feel abrupt if activity pressure fades. The up-down split remains favorable, with 21 positive weeks against 11 negative weeks in the 52-week window. Average winning weeks have been 5.6% versus average losing weeks of 4.5%, a positive skew. What to watch next is whether CUNY can hold near $169 while activity pressure stays positive. Whether the stock can clear the 171.4 high with stronger volume, and whether relative strength turns positive rather than merely benefiting from broad semiconductor equipment strength. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.